About 11:30 Saturday night, two suspects punched and robbed a man on Travis just off the trail. About 2 a.m., a 28-year-old woman was robbed at gunpoint as she was leaving the Katy Trail Ice House on the trail at Ruth Street. Then Sunday morning, a 34-year-old jogger on the trail near Blackburn found a gun pointed at his head as two men took his iPhone and cash. Christine Shire frequently runs the Katy Trail. She says the robberies are very upsetting.
It's frightening because I've run a lot by myself out here, and I think I'm safe during the day, but maybe I'm really not.
Scott Smitherman and Mark Manley walking the trail say you can't be too careful.
You know, we're in a big city. There's parts of this trail that are, you know, kind of secluded and a little more covered by the trees and dark. And you have to be smart about the timing you're here.
It has to be incredibly frightening and alarming for someone. Thankfully, they weren't hurt. And hopefully now people, you know, will be more cautious when they're here.
Dallas Mayor Pro Tem Pauline Medrano, chair of the Public Safety Committee, says she wants to talk about cameras along the Katy Trail, but that will take some study and money.
Say, okay, where do we need them? You know, how many do we need? And how can people and businesses be more active in on the Katy Trail?
Medrano says perhaps businesses or civic organizations would be willing to fund cameras or private security. Extra bike officers and members of the Violent Crime Task Force are now patrolling the trail. BJ Austin, KERA News.